We get into all kinds of things here on the radio show, from inside, outside, all kinds of things. This time of the year, people are starting to look outside. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about a lot is developing that outdoor living space and how so many people are finding that as one of their favorite parts of their yard. We always think about here at Today's Homeowner, your house really doesn't stop at the back door. It spills right out into the backyard, and having a nice, pleasant backyard and an area that you can relax and kind of have that resort feeling to it. A lot of times the elements that add to that are music and water features. Bee's on the phone with us right now with an idea about adding a water feature to her backyard. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so I understand by looking at the things here, you got a beautiful fountain that you bought. And then that's another thing. There's so many out there at different outdoor areas that you can buy this four-tier type of fountain. What were your thoughts on this, and how can we help you make it happen?
Well, I bought the fountain because I love water features in my yard. I wanted to put this fountain in the front yard. It was a pool type pond around it.
And
once I got the fountain and I got to looking into what all I needed to do, I realized there was a lot more to know than what I did, and I just needed some help getting things together for this.
Okay. Well, to develop that waterproof area that you need, I've done a number of these kind of features, and of course, the design of it, whether you want it round or whether you want it square or any other shape. First thing's going to be is to decide exactly where you want it, how big you want the little pool, if you will, and then remove all of the grass. You got to get all that grass out of there, and you're actually forming up a small concrete slab. So you need to pour that slab first, and then what were you envisioning on the outside in terms of the finish of the outside? Maybe a stucco finish, or were you thinking of just blocks?
I was wanting brick, old Chicago brick to match the house.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds great. Well, then what would happen then, and once you get that concrete slab poured, then the brick mason would actually come out, and he would lay blocks first.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would lay bricks on the outside of that. Then he would put a roll-lock along the top side of it, where almost like a place you could actually sit if you wanted to.
Right.
But that just basically closes that up. Now, at that point, you would want it to cure for a couple weeks, then it's time to apply the waterproofing on the inside of it. Usually it'd be a couple coats. You would clean the slab and the inside of the concrete blocks, and you would clean it up pretty well. Then you would put the waterproofing on it, you know, two or three coats there to ensure that you have that, because you want it to be completely able to hold that water for an indefinite period of time. Then you're basically positioning the your fountain right in the middle of it, and then you have the little submersible pump that goes along with it, and then of course you do have to have the electricity out there. Don't forget about
right,
that
right.
And running it out there. So that's pretty much in a nutshell how you can put this together. Also, a lot of times on something like this, people, instead of going with a white color in the pool, they'll choose some of the swimming pool paint that's fairly easy to use and inexpensive, that you can add a blue color like water. You could add black. You could do a lot of other different colors to maybe enhance the look of that even more.
Right. Do you suggest doing it in this way or a liner?
A liner is a possibility. This is a much more permanent way.
Right.
A liner is something that would have to be changed out, but you could do the same kind of construction for the aesthetic look of it and then put the liner in it. You would just have to know that you would have to change that liner out from time to time.
Right.
And who knows how long it might last 5 years, might last 10 years. Hard to know on some of those liners.
Mm-hmm. Is this more of a job for a do-it-yourselfer, or do I need to hire some kind of landscape company?
Well, certainly some of the landscape guys, most of them would actually subcontract out any of the masonry work. So I would just look for a brick mason that does small jobs, and they're used to pouring slabs or foundations like this, and they could come out, pour the slab one day, and then do all of the other work probably in a day, and then you're ready to go. I would suggest having hiring an electrician, master electrician, to run your line out there. She'll want it protected, since it is in a moist scenario there. You'd want it with a ground fault circuit interrupter for safety. But you could find one like that. Calling around maybe some of the places that sell the bricks and the mortar and so forth, and get a few recommendations from them.
Right. Okay.
But it sounds like a great project, and a little bit of time putting it together, but it is somewhat of a permanent fixture that you'll enjoy for a lot of years.
I certainly will. I'm looking forward to getting it done. I've had my fountain, and I've been, researching different ways to do this pond, and so I knew that you could help me.
Well, good. Well, glad we were able to do that, and best of luck to you on the project. It sounds like a great one, and also have yourself a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're rolling along here, and that was Bea, and certainly a great project there, and one that she's really given a lot of thought to, which is always important once especially when you're doing something fairly permanent to your home, like establishing a water feature.